Blog Talk Radio.
There were times when I didn't believe, and I couldn't see you. I would wonder why I was looked over. Oh yeah, why did I not get that shot? Was I not strong enough?
I love that song. I love that song. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to the last prayer call of 2017. Isn't that something? The last one of this year. I am telling you, I remember saying, welcome to the first prayer call of 2017. And they seem like, it seems like it was just, my goodness, a few days ago. And here we are at the last one of the year. This year has moved very quickly. But man, am I grateful. I'm grateful that God allowed me to see another year. And I want to just thank God for you. Thank God for you and your commitment, increase of prayer, you're loving the Lord and just following God this year. And I'm telling you, just like the song said, God's got your back. And I believe that many of you, of us, let me put myself in that one today, many of us found that out this year. 2017 taught us that God's got my back. It wasn't the easiest year. It wasn't the year where everything went the way you wanted it to go. It wasn't the year that everything was peaches and creams, as they say. It wasn't that. But God used this year to reinforce in your spirit that, yeah, it's not easy, and it's been tough, and it's been ups and downs and crazy turnarounds, but here's what I leave 2017 saying. I learned that God's got my back, that God has never left me, nor has he forsaken me. I leave 2017 saying that God has proven to me this year that he, as the scripture says, he who has begun a good work in me shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. And I have seen that in this year. I've seen it in this year that God absolutely, without a doubt, loves me. And I've learned a different way to understand God's love. sometimes the only way we can understand God's love is the pat on the back or the new whatever, new house, new car, new clothes, new promotion, new money, where we did not have. It's always something new being given to us, and we say, man, as long as that's happening, oh my goodness, God loves me. But I've learned that even when I'm holding the stem of the rose, it's still a rose. Though I might not be holding the flower of that rose, when I'm even holding the stem and I'm holding on to God in that way, I learned this year, and man, God really is with me. I the first one to say, you know, there were some easier ways that I felt like God could have taught me that lesson or showed me that in different ways. And you didn't have to do it like that. But I look back and I say, God has shown me, He's taught me, He's grown me in a way that good times could not grow me. He's developed me in a way and developed me through some things that, pats on the back couldn't have helped me to develop in this way. And so I'm grateful for every mountain He's brought us over. Be grateful for every valley He's brought you through, for every river, for every blessing. Give Him praise no matter what. And I think that's the place that God wants us to be. Then I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth. The praise that's due to God will be in my mouth continually. It will be. Amen. 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 What are you reflecting on? What are you thankful for in this new year? What do you want to bless the name of the Lord for? What do you want to love Him, love God for? The things and the doors that He's opened and the ways that He has made. He has done great things for us, of wherein I am glad. Oh God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just for your mercy and your grace. And I'm praying that 2018 will be, without a doubt, another great year for you. It might not be the year of all smiles and all happiness and all skipping, and that's fine, because we've learned that there is never going to be a year where everything goes the way we want it to go. There's going to be some ups and downs. There's going to be the good and the bad. There's going to be the challenging and the rewarding. And we need all of that to make us who God has called us to be. But I'm grateful to God that with the good, I'm going to take it. I'm going to take the good with the bad. I'm going to take the ups with the downs. I'm going to learn to just continue to keep myself balanced in what God is doing in my life. And I'm praying the same thing for you. I'm praying the same thing for you. Amen, amen. Well, as we prepare ourselves for our final worship opportunity on Sunday, again, please be careful with this cold. Don't play with this cold. Cover up. Protect yourself. Cover that throat and your hands and your face and just all that. It's really bitterly cold. Has been all week, and they say it's going to be that way into the new year. And I'm just praying that you would really protect yourself and make sure that you are keeping yourself covered and warm and all that good stuff. Make sure you do that. This Sunday we'll have our last service, our last Sunday morning worship, which will be at 11 a.m. at Spring Creek. That's our last worship opportunity. Our last Sunday morning worship this Sunday at 11 a.m. And then we will have New Year's Eve service, which will be a time to really reflect on the year and getting ready for the new year. And that'll be at East New York, our East New York campus at 7 p.m. and then at 10 p.m. And so we want you to come on out and be a part of all that God is doing. Come worship with us. Just believe God with us. Amen. We will be there worshiping, and they will have Sister Elise Campbell, who sang for us last Sunday. She will be with us in worship, and I'm just blessing the Lord for that. I think you'll enjoy her. I think that you'll be able to really spend some time in the presence of the Lord and hear what the Lord has to say. Get your word for this year coming in. What is God saying to the church? What is his overall word to you in this year coming in? Amen? Amen, 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 amen. So 11 a.m. At Spring Creek, and then we have 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. at East New York. We're going to bless the Lord. We're going to worship and worship out of this new year. We're going to worship into another new year. Amen. I'm praying that we will be in prayer during that time, talking to the Lord on that as we go into the new year. Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you. My Lord, we come to the end of 2017, and we say thank you. We say thank you, Lord, because we really recognize that if it had not been for you who's on our side, we don't know where we would be today. So many things have happened, and it hasn't been a perfect year. It hasn't been the year that everything fell into place and is happening the way we wanted it to happen. That it hasn't been that year. But, oh God, we can also say that it hasn't been the year where nothing went right. It hasn't been the year where everything fell apart. We've had our good days and our bad days, and we want to thank you for both of them. We've had our ups and our downs, our rich and our wanting days, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for the healing of our mind, bodies, and souls. Thank you, God, for carrying our country through such a tumultuous year. It has been a year of challenges and a year of so many things in this year that we've learned in our, we've seen even in our government and in the way this country has been run this year. And we just want to say thank you, God, that you have kept us. We trust you to keep us. We don't look to the White House. We look to you. We don't look to the Senate or the Congress, the Supreme Court, or the President. We look to you, God. We trust you to do and continue to do what you have done. So, God, as we leave this year and go into a brand new year, we pray for wisdom and guidance, direction. We pray for peace, Lord. We pray love and compassion. We pray, Lord God, for wealth, and we pray for riches. We pray, God, that you'd give us health in our bodies, and we pray that you would give us blessings for our minds. We pray, God, that you would help us to put you first. We pray that you'd help us to love our families, and for husbands to love their wives, and for wives to love their husbands. We pray, God, that you'd help us to love our children, help children to respect their parents, help, Lord God, to become better. That's what we pray. We want to get better. Show us ourselves. Show us where we fall short. Show us where we miss your mark better. Help us to get better. In Jesus' name. And God, we bless you and we'll praise you. We give you glory and honor. We lift you up and we magnify you. For you alone, by yourself, are worthy to be praised. Amen. And we thank you. Amen. God bless you and go forth. I'll see you on Sunday, but you go forth in the power of the risen Savior. Amen. This is the day that he's made. We will rejoice and be glad. God bless you. Stay warm, and I'll see you in a few days.